It's nice to get back to Mankato. You know, there's been a great tradition here with the Vikings and the University of Minnesota Mankato and the area here. It's great to see all the fans out already. It's nice to get ready with the players coming back. You know, I think we're all excited about the start of the season. And you come back and you look at the – I just was out driving around through the fields and seeing all the work that the grounds people did and Chad Lundeen and Paul Martin. So it's a first-class facility, and we're excited to get back to work. We got a lot of work to do. We got a tough schedule, and hopefully we can come together as a football team and accomplish some things that we want to get done. So, questions?
The changes that you make in training camp routine from last year, learning some things in the first year?
Well, we're changing a little bit. We're changing some of the amount of reps that we do in some of the periods. We're adding some things there. We're going to do a little bit more of some inside run deals that I think are important for us to continue to preach the toughness and the mentality that I want for this football team. Other than that, it's not too much. You know, it's same format, basically.
How much different do you feel now than you did last year, kind of standing here for camp?
I feel good about understanding the communication between Rick and myself, the expectations of the fans. There's so many things that you don't realize your first time going through, and how tough the job is in a lot of different ways. But I feel much more comfortable and knowing the players better, knowing the setup better, and so it's exciting. It's just as exciting this year as it was last year. Maybe more so.
Mike, how do you feel about, you guys reworked Adrian Peterson's contract this week? How do you feel about that? And do you feel that after there were some question marks a few months ago that he is definitely happy here now? Do you think that's definitely?
Well, you'd have to ask him those questions. But as far as myself, I think it's great for both sides. I think we've both expressed our opinions on everything, and like I've said before a million times, that Adrian's always been great with me, and that's all I care about is trying to do my very best for him, and I'm sure he feels the same way about me.
What are the plans in training camp? I mean, how many reps he's going to get or what have you, anything?
He's going to get a large majority of the reps. He's like everybody else as far as that's concerned.
Mike, was it easier or difficult being for the organization, you, Rick, Ziggy, Mark, being patient through the Adrian situation, or was it difficult?
I think it was difficult for everybody at times, but we all had one end goal in mind, and that was what we accomplished. And so, I just think that everybody involved, including Ben Dagra and everybody, we all came together and worked together and figured it all out what would be the best for both sides. And when you're negotiating things, I think that's the best. I don't get involved in the contracts or the years. Rob Brzezinski does a fantastic job with that. So I just try to give my feedback and lend my support where I can. All right, that was quick. We're done?
You said Adrian be handled like everybody else. Just with the time off he had, there's no difference whether he would have played all last year or not. He'll just be handled the same way he's going to be with the time off.
Yeah, we feel – I mean, he's in great shape. Through OTAs and mini camp, he looked fantastic. So, and he wants to get back too. I'll probably have to hold him back more so than, push him. So, but we all have jobs doing. That's why we're down here right now.
Mike, are you looking at more contact on that inside run you were talking about?
Well, there'll be more contact with it just because of the basic drill that we do, yes.
Is that something you want Adrian to do?
Yeah, but we're not tackling Adrian. So all the guys know that. What's up? Hey!
How much do you love football, coach?
I love my players. How's that?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Good.
You ready to roll?
Yes, sir. You know it.
Good. I give you a hug, but there's a lot of people who aren't. Thank you.
So, in terms of the offensive line, are you committed now to Brandon at left guard? And if so, how do you look at the competition at right guard?
Well, we're going to continue to look at that and evaluate it. The first 4 days, we're not going to move anybody around. We're going to leave them where they're at, and you'll just have to see where guys line up at first. But we're going to leave them alone until we get to the first day off with the players' day off, and then we'll talk about it some more and kind of work our way through things. But we want guys to start feeling comfortable and not worrying about, you know, I'm a right guard this play and I'm a left guard, you know, later on in the practice. And so I think it's important for us that we settle it down, we get guys comfortable, and then we get moving.
You plan on spending more time with that group this season than you would have?
I plan on spending more time with Rick Spielman, who just walked by. No, I don't want to, actually. I spend a lot of time with everybody, to be honest with you, but I will be down there more. I'm going to be watching that position closely like I did all spring, but I got a job to do too, and that's some other areas too.
Do you expect Ron Robinson to be ready to go tomorrow? Or
I do.
And what about, do you expect anyone to start on the PUP list?
Well, we're having physicals today, so we'll find out. I won't know yet until we get done with the physicals.
Your defense improved from 2013-2014, so what are you looking to see from them to continue to improve this season?
Well, first of all, let me say some of the things I think we did better last year, or we did good last year. I think for the most part, the players bought into the system. I thought they improved with their techniques throughout the time. We didn't give up many big plays. I think we played okay in the red zone. We played okay in third down, so those are areas we got to improve. We've definitely got to do a much better job in the running game. And sometimes, you know, the stats get skewed a little bit both ways because, you know, in one game you're trying to take care of the pass and you may give up some more runs and vice versa. But we have to do a better job there. I think, I don't know how many sacks we had, but we had quite a few till late in the year, and I feel like we could have had a lot more if we would have rushed the quarterback the right way. We let guys get out of the pocket way too many times, which allowed the quarterback to hold the ball, move in the pocket, and actually a lot of the running game that goes on the stats are a lot of the quarterback runs. You know, we had Cam Newton had a lot of runs, Aaron Rodgers had a lot of runs, I think Geno Smith had a lot of yards running. So that will add to some of the run stats that we have to fix too.
How do you think some of the new guys, especially the rookies that you guys drafted this year, will fit into that whole defensive scheme?
I think I have high hopes for a lot of them. What they've done in OTAs and what they've done in the mini camp, not just there, but in the classroom, their attitudes. We're always looking for tough, passionate, smart guys, and Rick's done a good job with that. But a lot of these guys, I have a good feeling about. Now, whether or not they come in here and they perform up to my expectations is really what we have to get them to do.
How much easier is it or better to have a defined starting quarterback entering camp? I know Matt was called the starter, but he had to have been looking over his shoulder a bit last year. Obviously, it's totally different now with Teddy entrenched.
Well, that was the number one goal for us, you know, all through training camp and through OTAs, is to figure out that position last year. And this, obviously, we don't have to worry about that right now. And so it's good. That position is such a difficult position. It's such an important position in our league and in the NFL that it's nice to go into camp knowing that this is our guy.
How does the cornerback evaluation change with Jabari Price's suspension and with the addition that you had of a signing?
It doesn't change really much. We're disappointed, first of all, in what happened there. And, you know, we're trying to clean up all those kind of things off the field with the Vikings. We're trying to make this a team that, that the fans respect. We're trying to make this a team that, that our fans are proud of, and to have things like that happen are not good and extremely disappointing, but it won't change that part about it much.
Peterson as well. I mean, you've given
Excuse
a lot,
me?
But Peterson, Prefer, Price, in your short tenure that you've had here, you've given a lot of guys second chances. Has that kind of always been your stance, or how does that?
Well, a lot of it. I mean, I wasn't here when all this Prefer stuff went down, so you know, and that's, you know, all that stuff is water under the bridge now.
What did you like about Josh Hayden?
You know, he's a guy that has played in the league some. He's a good athlete. So we'll see.
Two more.
You have Terrence Newman coming back to your team. What's it like working with him?
Working with Terrence is great. He's a number one, a first-class individual. He's very, very intelligent. You know, he was I know it's a while ago, but he was a 60-meter indoor Big 10 or Big 12 champion. So he, you know, he's always had great speed, athletic ability, tremendous heart, tremendous courage, and I've always had a great deal of respect for him. You know, everywhere, knock on wood, everywhere he's ever been with me, he's played very well. So I anticipate that he'll do the same here.
Like, what are the challenges that go with when you've got a team that there's high outside expectations? How do you manage those?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been on a lot in both ends. You know, I've been on teams that have had high expectations, didn't perform up to expectations. I've been on teams that have had low expectations and exceeded them. You know, I kind of take it with a grain of salt. I believe that no team that has played in a temporary stadium has gone to the playoffs. You know, so that we got that going against us. We've got other things. We were 7-9 last year. I remind the team of these things, and but the thing I keep telling the team is, if we go out here in this parking lot and we play better than everybody else, we'll win the football game. If we're the smarter team on Sunday, if we're the tougher team on Sunday, if we take care of the ball better, if we execute better, we'll do those things. So, you know, it's nice to have people say nice things about you, but at the end of the day, if you don't go out there and work, which we have to do during practice, if we don't go out and work the way we have to in the games and be on point with everything that we need to do, then they'll be saying the exact opposite very quickly. So, you know, I think we all understand those things, and it's part of sports. And you know, honestly, that's the great thing about sports is really what's said in the paper or said in the media outlets, none of that really matters other than when we line up against the guy next to us, do we get to whip him or does he whip us?
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.